From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With ground dry and Sierra snowpack standing at about 40% of average, most farmers and ranchers are welcoming the wet weather forecast for California. In Southern California, however, farmers will monitor avocado and citrus groves for potential damage from high winds. A recent windstorm caused avocados to blow off the trees and led to scarring of lemons buffeted by the storm. Farmers continue to assess the overall impact. The Washington Potato Company potato dehydration plant in Central Washington was destroyed by fire January 22nd. The fire caused the immediate evacuation of about a third of the nearby town of Warden for several hours due to concerns that an ammonia tank in the building could burst. PotatoPro.com reports the fire broke out around 5:30 p.m. in one of the dehydrators and was under control by the next morning. Employees inside the building made it out safely and no one was injured. The USDA has posted notice that $2.3 billion in supplemental coronavirus food assistance program payments will be temporarily frozen. AgriMarketing.com reports the notice says USDA has suspended the processing and payments under CFAP additional assistance and has halted implementation until further notice. USDA and the Biden administration intend to take additional steps to bring relief and support to all parts of food and agriculture during the coronavirus pandemic. FSA local offices will continue to accept applications. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.